Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
You know, the universe is an interesting place, isn't it? Whatever we put out there, whatever we've got in our consciousness, and you put it out into the universe, it comes back to us. It's that choice that Beth referred to in that beautiful poem, and thank you for that poem. Very, very uplifting. And yeah, the opposite is true as well. You know, you put out less than desirable things out there. You see life as problematic, and then it's going to confirm that for you, right? This is one of the core principles of unity that we teach every week. It's one of the core principles that Jesus talks about. And the joy is not something that we find out there, of course. The joy is when we put into practice the truth within and allow it to express. Then it becomes contagious. Have you noticed this? That's the nature of joy and bliss. Contagious, right? When somebody is joyous, we want that. We want some of that too. And we're listening to this beautiful music, you can't help but feel more buoyant, right, than when you first came in, perhaps, you know, because I want more of that energy, that feeling. In India, there's a word that they use to describe the inner divinity of us all, or the nature of God. And it sounds like a long word, but it's really quite simple. The word is Sat-Chit-Ananda. Sat-Chit-Ananda. Really three words put together. And Sat means truth, right? The essence of things, the truth of things. Chit is consciousness, our awareness of that truth. And when you are aware of the truth of your being, then it spreads forth and springs forth as bliss or ananda, Sat-Chit-Ananda. It could also be described as being, awareness of that being, and then the joy that comes. Now, why is this important? It's important because they think that's the way God creates, right? God is absolute truth, right? The truth of the essence of things, the way things are. Now, that's great. But it doesn't happen. Nothing happens unless there's an awareness of that, right? We can't be part of the creative process until we become aware of that truth. Yes, agreed. It can just be there all the time, but until I'm aware of it, nothing happens. Well, same with God. God can just exist as truth for the rest of eternity, but nothing's happening. But when God becomes aware of his own truth and creativity, he gives birth to the Christ, which is that consciousness of awareness of the good, right? So the Father, the Son, well, when they get together, what do? They laugh. It's so much fun to be together, to understand the truth of one's being, that they spring forth with joy, which is the Holy Spirit in action, right? Which is bliss consciousness. Now, if you want to create in your life, have an inkling of what the truth might be in any particular situation. Be consciously aware of it. Hold it in consciousness, right? Be not just have it as a passing thought, but know it to be the truth. When those two things come together, they spark as joy. They cannot help but do that. I'm a firm believer that every single cell, molecule, organ, animate and inanimate part of this universe is actually praising and giving thanks. That's my belief. And I think every single cell in our bodies, and they keep telling us we have more and more cells, you know, and it's not just because we're getting bigger with age. I mean, I thought that we had 1 trillion cells, but now scientists are saying we're multi-trillion. Now imagine it. How many, can you even conceive of what that means? And yet they're all coming together to be you. You know, that's a big favor they're doing you right there. And they're joyous about it, aren't they? I believe every single cell in my body is joyously thankful for the truth of its being. It's happy to be here. It's happy to be alive. And I think that's true of the whole of nature. I mean, isn't that why birds sing, folks? I mean, they sing because they are filled with joy. Listen to the prophet Isaiah on this. This is chapter 55, and I want to give you a little test here and ask you if this is true for you, because it's a powerful statement. It says, yes, you will go out with celebration, and you will be brought back in peace. Even the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. In place of the thorn, the cypress will grow. In place of the nettle, the myrtle will grow. This will attest to the Lord's stature, an enduring reminder that won't be removed. Now, but the key to experiencing the joy of the birds singing and the hills praising and the trees rejoicing is this. You will go out with celebration. Now, is that true? When you left the house this morning, did you go out in celebration? And do you go out in celebration on a daily basis? Or do you go out in trepidation? Right? Oh my God, it's going to be terrible out there. Oh my God. Because if you went out with trepidation, you will not be brought back in peace. You'll be brought back in pieces. You know, it won't be you'll be divided. It won't be a fun place to be, right? But here's the key then. Go out with celebration. In other words, whatever we do, do it how? Joyfully, right? In remembrance of the fact that, man, it is awesome to be alive, right? To be part of the truth consciousness of God and to express that. We have an infinite resource. What's the infinite resource? The universe. Why settle, right? If you've got that infinite resource, why limit yourself in any way? Why not be part of that Satchitananda, that truth, consciousness, bliss? When we're in that consciousness, you know, things begin to speak to us, yes? I was over at my daughter's house yesterday. We were with the grandchild and everything, and twilight was coming on. We were sitting in the front room talking, and there was a light. There were two lights on the house opposite, and they were just ordinary lights. There was nothing special about them, and it was a brick wall, right? But that one light was bright, one was dimmed, and there were some trees, and it was a typical suburban view. But for some reason, I looked over there, and I thought, that's the doorway to heaven over there. And then they wheeled me away. No, they didn't wheel me away. What I'm saying is joy is everywhere. The doorway to heaven is everywhere. It doesn't have to be in a particularly special place. But for that moment, I was feeling happy probably because I was with my family and we hadn't seen a granddaughter for a while. But there was something about that view. And I thought it's all in divine order. Everything is perfect, right? If we could just see it like that, if we could just relax enough and enjoy life, how it unfolds, the magnificence that's all around us, the incredible ingenuity of humankind, the amazing creativity of God and nature, right? It's all present, and it contributes to our happiness and our health if we can allow that to flow through us. And, you know, maybe it's a silly example, but for me, it's the fact that joy can spring up almost unawares. That's one of its qualities, isn't it? Spontaneous. Inside the cupboard, you know, that little boy discovered this whistle in the cupboard, you know. But then we have to realize it's not the cupboard that helped me to whistle, right? But a lovely story. Come out of the cupboard, out of the closet, so to speak. So joy is, its quality is very much, I think, spontaneous. You cannot plan this stuff, you know. I learned years ago in terms of traveling, there's two ways to travel. First way is to try and find all the picturesque sites, have a great time, find the perfect sunset, have the great meal, et cetera, and that's going to make my vacation perfect, right? And it never does, because it's always going to not be quite what you thought it was. But the best way to travel is to simply enjoy whatever shows up. So even if you're in a line waiting for a ticket, you can have an experience. Maybe you'll talk to somebody there. Maybe that'll be the most memorable part of the trip. You might have a talk with the person who's selling you whatever it is. And it's a willingness to show up to whatever, not have all these expectations around where my joy is coming from, right? And then miraculously, it'll show up in a suburban house across the street or in a person that you thought, eh, they're not cool. But maybe they are once we begin to become involved with them. Joy is not the opposite of sorrow, right? That's joy with a lowercase j. And it's not like pleasure, which is the opposite of pain. This is a test. Opposite of pleasure, pain. displeasure. No, it's not. It's pain. Happiness, sadness, you know, joy and sorrow, yes. But when you're talking about capitals, capital J, capital T for truth, there's no opposite of it. God is not good as opposed to bad. God is good, period, right? These are qualities that transcend the opposites. And I think that's the nature of joy when you really, truly enter into that consciousness of joy. It's an essence of being. It cannot be planned. There's a great book that I just started reading by Roger Teal. Now, Roger Teal is the senior minister of the Mile High Church up in Denver, Colorado. Right? It's the biggest New Thought church in the world. I mean, we're talking, to quote a phrase, huge. And he wrote a book called This Life is Joy. I think they have 6,000 people show up to that church. Anyway, he tells a great story about joy and about how you can move beyond just the joy with a lowercase j, because it's not about emotionalism. It's not just about, oh, I'm feeling good today, right? Joy is much deeper. Joy can express in a very peaceful, calm way as well. He tells a story about a retreat he was on with the Dalai Lama. And he was really excited because he was with the Dalai Lama for 4 days, right? And not only that, because he was Roger Teal with the biggest New Thought church in the world, he got to be sitting next to the Dalai Lama at dinner. So he thought, now here's my huge chance to chat with him, to go into meaningful conversation with him, right? So he was chatting away with the Dalai Lama. As they went down the line to get their food, chatting away, setting up this wonderful conversation. And he wouldn't shut up, basically. And they got to the dinner table, he sat down, and he thought, oh, this is my real chance now. I've got him right next to me. I can ask all the most profound questions. Dalai Lama just, you know, Dalai Lama's a very kind person. He just gently touched him on the forearm. He says, now we eat. Shut up. In order to truly appreciate true joy, you have to be present to what is, right? Sometimes we're so filled with all these exciting things that we're not paying attention. Sometimes it's good to just be quiet and enjoy the joy of eating, yeah, of being present to that. And I think it's a great story, a lot of humility and courage that he would share that, isn't it, in his book. But I think a case in point about, you know, take a load off here. Just simply open to what is all around us. Things spontaneously arise in beautiful ways. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the church Rogers involved with, Religious Science, and they changed their name in recent years to Centers for Spiritual Living, gave themselves a boost there in changing that name. But Ernest Holmes was a great metaphysician, and he wrote this about joy. He says, I believe in a religion of happiness and joy. There is too much depression and sorrow in the world. Amen. These things were never meant to be and have no real place in the world of reality. Religion should be like the morning sun sending forth its rays of light. It should be like the falling dew covering the land with fragrance and sweetness, like the cool of evening and repose of night. It should be a spontaneous song of joy and not a funeral dirge. From the fullness of a joyous heart, the mouth should speak. A spontaneous quality, right, coming forth from the fullness of our hearts. And because we are full of what, you know, and we get to determine what you're full of on any given day, okay? It's a choice. You can be full of all the panic and weirdness and distraction, but you don't have to be. That is definitely a choice. If you choose to be filled with God, then guess what? You cannot contain God, right? There's going to be more and more that's pouring through us, and it inspires us. It's good to be inspired. It's good to have that quality, because when we're around people with that quality, guess what? We want more of it ourselves. Yeah, it's contagious. We want to be more like that. I'm fired up about being a minister because I had moments in my early life and in my later life, but particularly in my early life, of breakthrough, of aha. And I believe we've all had those moments, right? Those moments where you say, oh my goodness, now I understand. Wow, all is okay, everything's fine. Sometimes it's a catharsis that comes. We've been through a terrible trauma and we got through it successfully, or we come through a terrible illness and at the end of it we go, oh God, thank you, God. Well, how precious is my life? I'm so thankful. I'm going to live life differently now, right? Maybe it's just a moment of seeing into things, reading a poem, a beautiful piece of music that takes us beyond ordinary reality, right? And we feel all's right with the world. What do those moments feel like for you? If you've ever had those moments, there's a sense of rightness for me. It's like, oh yeah, it's okay, everything's okay. Don't have to worry. Anything else? And that's sort of a breath of relief, right? Oh, I can take a load off. Hey, they were great at 9:30. They had hundreds of things to say. What? Peaceful. It's yeah, there's a sense of gratitude that rises up. Oh, I like that. Inner knowing, yeah. And you know, once you've experienced that knowing, right, that knowing of that truth, life is never the same again. That was my experience. It was never the same again. It impelled me to be a minister, actually, because I wanted to share that feeling. I wanted to have more of it for myself and share it with others, because that's the joy of it. It's such a wonderful thing. And it's a sense of lightness, too. We take ourselves less seriously. We're lighter. We're more buoyant. And therefore, we're more available. You know, when we're not so tied up, caught up in ourselves, we become more available to others. Listen to the words that Jesus spoke or quoted at the beginning of his ministry. This is from Luke 4. These are powerful words. Jesus came back to his home country, and he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, and the assistant brought down one of the scrolls from the prophets, and Jesus opened the scroll and read this particular passage. Now, if it was from his ego that he spoke, you could say, well, this is crazy. And in fact, that's the way they interpreted it. They drove him out of the synagogue because they thought he was too high and mighty. But he wasn't speaking from his ego, right? He was speaking from his truth, and he was declaring that truth not just for himself, but for all people. Now, if we could take this on board, amazing things happen in our lives. So listen to it. The Lord God's Spirit is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release for captives and liberation for prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and a day of vindication for our God. And it goes on. But can you allow yourself to take that awesome declaration upon yourself? Yeah? The Lord God's Spirit is upon me. What does that mean? I don't just know about the truth. I am an instrument. I am willing to live that truth. The rich resource of the universe is coursing through me, and I'm willing to live from that context. Yeah? That's what it means. I am an instrument. Thank you. The Lord God's Spirit is upon me because the Lord has anointed me, has filled me with that consciousness, which is joy. Yeah? And therefore, I am equipped and empowered to do amazing things. So I'm not going to get into they didn't do that right, or that wasn't done to my satisfaction, or why isn't that happening? Because that disempowers me. Instead, I'm going to say, how can I make a difference here? What good can I bring to this situation? How can I bring more joy into this particular circumstance at work, in my family, wherever it is? You know, Jesus was aware of this message, because he taught it. You know, he taught about peace and rest and living the abundant life, but he wasn't a Pollyanna person. He also said, in the world you have tribulation. Yeah, we know it's difficult. We're not denying that. But he also went on to say, in the world there's tribulation, but be encouraged. I've overcome the world. Well, who's overcome the world? It's the Spirit within us, isn't it? That's bringing forth victory and possibility, love and joy. Now, great. It seems to me, though, that if we have inspiration from Spirit, it's going to dissipate unless you find a way to share it in some way, right? Because bliss and joy, Ananda, leads to generosity because it's an expansion, and that generosity has to come forth as compassion in your life. My daughter yesterday was talking about her time in Wales, and she was at a community we've attended there since she was a baby, and she was blessed there years ago. And I've been going there since the mid-70s, and it's a very spiritual community. And they were talking with her, and they said, it's great to go to all these pujas and ceremonies and feel God, but then you have to take it back into your world and do something about it. Service is important. And so my daughter was thinking, where can I serve in Dallas? Because she lives in Dallas. So she's looking up all these places, and then she realized, wait a minute, there's people I know that could probably would appreciate me visiting them a little more. They already know. They're already in my life. Why do I need to go to all these other agencies and try and do something about it when it's right under my nose? I thought, wow, what a good insight that is. Because I think there are many things that we are in the presence of. There's things that we can be participating in, yeah, that are right there under our noses. It doesn't have to be the most perfect picturesque scene or the most prestigious place. It can be the next right thing to do. But to put it into practice, to put bliss into practice by doing it in a service way, I think that's the key to keeping it alive. Keep the spark alive. Okay, what's the take home? Because you know, always like you to have something to take home. So what are we taking home today? What are we going to remember from this? You have a choice, right? That's huge. Yeah, what else? Absolutely. Enjoy what comes your way. You know, it's not the end of the world. As we were sharing with somebody at 9:30, it can always be worse. Tell yourself that. It can always be worse. And there's another phrase I think that is very, very powerful. We talked about it at 9:30, and that is don't buy into it. Because whether it's good or bad, it's neither unless you buy into it, right? If you buy into it and make that your reality, then you are limited to that. But don't buy into the world. The whole world has tribulation. But be encouraged. I've overcome the world. Why? I didn't buy into it. And because Jesus didn't buy into it, he had much more time on his hands to share the bliss of Spirit and change the world. Don't buy into it. A couple more things. What are we taking away? Get out of the cabinet. Share it. Share your joy. Find the joy in ordinary moments. Right, the simple things. Yeah, bring the joy to any situation you're in. And be it, it's a very natural thing, you know. And when we're too full of ourselves, it's good to say, be quiet, let's eat. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at www.unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We thank you for your contribution and affirm with you, divine love flowing through us blesses and multiplies all that we give and all that we receive.